Hey y'all, it's Poetic Shell. Welcome to Resonance, my spoken word sanctuary. Thank you for being in the present moment with me. I hope my art resonates with you, encourages you to vibrate higher, and be truthful in your thoughts, speech, and actions. Let's get into it. My thoughts flow like flames. My thoughts flow like flames dancing in the air. They come to me in fragmented lines, pieces of imagery and rhythmic designs. They are not fluid. They do not ground me, creating scenery in the framework to orient my mind. I hear words like melodies waiting to be pieced together to create an awkward tune. They penetrate without my permission. Poetry spills out of me like a purge after emotional binging. I don't remember asking God for purpose, but I was led here as if destiny was a location on Google Maps. And he whispered, "Your destination is on the left." I looked up and saw a bright light with a microphone dangling beneath. And my words, spoken between trembles, were followed by snapping fingers and stomping feet. The language that only my heart knows. My hair rises in the shape of inhales. My skin absorbs the pigmentation of the sun, revealing golden undertones beneath a blend of muddied earth. My curves peak at pleasant unpredictability. My laughter penetrates like nails digging in backs in ecstasy. Yet I question my position, my belonging. On pedestals with gazes fixated on my imagery, minds lingering on the symmetry of my flow, my balance. The percussion of my lips while I speak, the language that only my heart knows. Translating my trauma, a God-given talent. If I am not writing, I am being disobedient, disrupting the realization of my purpose. But I am afraid. The publicity will threaten my peace. If they know my name, they will call me something else. They will find flaws in my craft, dig into the softest places and find my insecurities, tell me who I am, categorize me like grocery aisles, but somebody will feel me like I wrote the contents of their heart. Their fingers will snap together in the rhythm of my art. They'll rise to their feet in joyous understanding and painful connectivity. My poetry. Me and my poetry, we're one and the same. Reading my words is like picking my brain. It flows through my veins and not through my pen. It comes naturally with that occasional struggle of, where should I begin? That crucial first line, it's like I know what I want to say, but how do I start? It's a matter of having faith in yourself and following your heart. Never think about what if they don't like it, because this is about me and, of course, my poetry. Sometimes storytelling, but always inexperience, and you heard it first. This is my life in free verse. My most profound thoughts written in sync, permanently like a tattoo, and this is just the ink. A colorful expression of my soul, painting a vivid mental picture and at the same time just letting it all go. A therapy session. Every time I write, a self-analysis. Why did I write this? And what does it all mean? But there's really no simple explanation. It's just my poetry. And nothing's better than having my words spoken. I know someone will relate. We've all had our hearts broken or been hurt in some way. Poetry's like a guitar, just strumming away the pain. Indulge in my metaphors, and this is not to go over your head, but so you'll understand me more or less. The funny thing about my poetry is, words just can't express. Thank you for listening. If my art resonated with you, let me know. Connect with me on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at poetic_shell. You can also visit poeticshell.com to read my blog, Satya, updated monthly. Catch y'all in the next moment.